Welcome to the Mental Health Bible Study Podcast with Tyree E. Rowell.
Hello, hello. How you all doing on the first day of June, the first day of the month? And that is mostly what people call new beginning, a new month and a new beginning. But every day that you see really is a new beginning. Why gotta be a new beginning as the first day of the month? I don't understand that, because really, new beginning is every day that you see. It is a new start, a fresh start, a new beginning, every single day that you see. Because yesterday is gone, and now that you're up and about on this new day, you know, it can be a new beginning to something. So don't just focus on the first day being a new beginning. It is a new month, of course, but just like I always say on this podcast, just stay in the moment. Just stay in the moment. Go with the flow of today, you know? Don't worry about the rest of the month. Don't worry about next month. Don't worry about next week. Don't even worry about the weekend, baby. Because tomorrow has troubles of its own, you know? We got to stay focused on today, because we already trying to get through the day anyway. So let's just stay in the moment. If you're having a good day, stay in the moment. If you're having a bad day, still stay in the moment. Don't think about nothing else but today. And just focus on what it is that is, you know, giving you a bad day on the day, you know? Because you still got to take inventory of what is going on with you. So, since this is the month of June, and of course, people call it the Father's Month, you know, since May was Mother's Month, and this is the Father's Month, you know? So, I know in the month of May, I had a Bible, you know, Bible studies of different women in the Bible. And so for the month of June, of course, I had to bring up about fathers. And there are some fathers in the Old Testament, of course. And I was like, Lord, what is it that I could possibly talk about for the month of June? Because when I think about fathers, I really don't have such a great, what's the word? A great epilogue or a monologue about fathers. I'm gonna be honest, you know, if I can just really just break this down like I really want to with the help of the Holy Ghost, because baby, this is not an easy topic for me to be talking about. And I do want to say first, before I get deep into this conversation, that if you are a father who is involved with your kids, who is being a dad, who's been supportive in all aspects of their kids' lives, because it's not just about you providing, but it's also about being there emotionally and mentally, you know, physically present, you know. So, if you are doing that, I applaud you. I thank you for doing those things, because it's wonderful to see men being those fathers who care about their kids and who are also being involved with their kids. Because, you know, people can say, I care about you, but your actions are going to show it. Those actions are going to be behind it. It can't just be your words. It has to be action in your caring. Because those words are not going to mean nothing. They ain't gonna mean a darn thing. D-A-R-N. They ain't gonna mean nothing, baby. And even though people say that your word is your bond, it's still not gonna make a huge difference in a person's life as if your actions. Because actions speak louder than words. I do feel honored to know some men in my life who have, you know, I have seen that have cared about not just only me, but the kids. Of course, I am a fatherless child. My father died when I was 14, so and even at that age, I still didn't know my father. Because at the age of 14 and you know, growing up, there are old school parents that say that you're supposed to stay in a child's place, you ain't supposed to ask questions. So of course, I didn't know my father back then. He was around. I stayed a couple of nights over at his house and stuff, but baby, if you were to ask me when my father's birthday is, I couldn't tell you. And that's sad as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know, you're gonna be honest. So that's why I say I'm a fatherless child. But there were some men in my life, my uncles, who played a part in as far as what I believe how a father should be with their kids. And so I do have an idea about father figures, about fathers who really are supposed to be involved with their kids. So this month, I was like, Lord, I want to talk to the fatherless children, the fatherless daughters, the fatherless sons, the sons and daughters who do not have fathers who are involved in their lives. Because as a woman who raised kids, me, myself, and I, this is who I'm talking about, raising kids, you know, with fathers who were not involved. And not all of them, because, of course, two of them were involved. The other two were not. Yeah, the sister girl do have baby daddies, okay? I wasn't all Holy Ghost sanctified all my life. But when I did give the Lord my life, that's when things changed. But, you know, as a woman who raising these kids, it was very frustrating. And so I do have an idea of how it can be frustrating to fatherless kids who, you know, have to deal with the month of June because we're thinking about Father's Day. And we're like, okay, I'm seeing all these fathers, I'm seeing all these dads, and you trying to figure out what gifts you're going to give. And probably, you know, seeing how people are posting their dads on Facebook and all that stuff. And you get emotionally triggered. And I do too. But all I can say is, because I do remind myself that it's okay for me to be emotionally triggered. It's okay for me to cry. It's okay to even feel down, you know, about it. Because there are times that I do think about my father. I do wish that he was here so I could have a conversation with him. But I do have to remind myself that I do have a father, and that is my Heavenly Father. Does it comfort me to know that I have a Heavenly Father? Yes, at the age that I am now, it does. But back then, No, it did not. No, it did not. But at the age that I am now, it comforts me. I would say for the past maybe 15 years, because, you know, when you're young and you are, you know, getting to know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, you're a babe and you're learning things, you know, you're figuring out who you are as well as figuring out whose you are and all that. So it took some time. I'm just going to say it took some time. But when I did realize that I have a Heavenly Father, it made a huge difference in my life. Not only as a woman, but it made a difference in my life as a single mom back then. And it still does today as a wife. Because I was like, Lord, if I didn't have you, I don't know where I'd be. I don't know where I'd be. Oh, baby. And sometimes, you know, you just get out of your character. I'm talking about me. Can get out of my character when I'm dealing with these baby daddies. The uninvolved parents. The uninvolved father. Okay? You, baby. Woo! Lord have mercy. You can get so frustrated that you just find yourself being someone else. But even in those times, Lord have mercy, God had to come in and help me. And help me to remember who my Heavenly Father is. Because one thing about it, I didn't lack anything. Bible. God provided and still is today. Hallelujah. Still is today. As uninvolved as the baby daddy were, God still yet provided. Still yet made a way. Still yet consoled me. Still yet made sure that I was okay. And not just me, but my kids too. Right, one thing that we do have to understand as mothers who are raising kids by ourselves, that we have a shepherd. That we have a shepherd. And baby, he will leave the 99 to go after the one. Okay? Our God, baby, will knock down doors to get to us. And not just us, but our kids too. That's what I believe. That is how tight my faith is in my Heavenly Father. He is the only one that I know. Okay? And sometimes when I get so frustrated and just want to just tear up some stuff, want to say some stuff, and just want to go off, God won't let me. God won't let me. Believe me, God will make a way. He already has, to be honest. And when we get emotionally triggered this month, I want us to remember who our Heavenly Father is. Remember. Because, yeah, it will be great. It will. I'm just going to tell the truth. It will be great if our fathers were here. If our fathers were more involved in our lives. Oh, it would be awesome. But guess what, baby? If it ain't there, it's just not there. It doesn't mean that it's normal or abnormal. All it means is that he's not there. That's all it means. There's nothing else. Why should we be adding on to this thing? Making it seem like it's the worst thing in our lives. It's not. It's really not. There's so many of us in this world who have uninvolved fathers, you know, or what people want to call deadbeat dads. Hey, it is what it is. Nothing more to it, nothing to add to it, nothing to take away. It is what it is. We can accept the fact that, hey, this is someone who just not going to be involved. Okay, all right then. Don't mean I got to run behind you. Don't mean I got to do anything else, but just be radically acceptive of the fact that, hey, it's just not going to happen. All right, I'm going to live, baby. I'm going to live. I'm going to live my life abundantly so. Because that is the most important thing right there, is to go head on and live your life abundantly so. Because you can't make anybody do anything. Mm-mm. You can't make anybody be caring or be involved or be more involved or be more caring. I know I just repeated myself, but those are the two main words. Be more involved and be more caring. We can't make anyone do that. We cannot, you know, make anyone come into our lives and be this person that we wish them to be. They either have it in them or they don't. You either father material or you're not. Or you're making a decision to not be. But, you know, it's okay. It is okay. When you get emotionally triggered, go ahead on. Come on. Talk. Be frustrated. But still remember who your Heavenly Father is. Remember that you are lacking nothing. So, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss another episode. Because it is an awesome day to call the Lord Father.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mental Health Bible Study Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss another episode.